Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
To beat Migs. I know Craig from Sumner is. Craig, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. Now, Craig, before we get to you, I just got a text message, and I wanted to give a shout-out to a fine listener that just messaged us and said, hey, guys, it's my birthday. My name is Ricardo. I'm 35 today, and I'm positive no one will text in for me, so I figured I'd shoot you guys a text when I was about to head out the door for work. Love you guys. Been listening for 20 years to KISW. So for Ricardo, if you guys don't mind...
Nice.
35.
Happy birthday, Ricardo. And Craig, it sounds like you're ready to rock this thing. So, Steve, go ahead and get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Craig will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Which Seattle sports team will celebrate 50 years in 2026?
Seattle Seahawks.
No.
Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, there you go. In what movie did Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson play male models?
Zoolander.
Yeah. What North American country is responsible for Hawaiian pizza?
Oh, America.
No.
Canada.
Yeah. What one-hit wonder did Rednecks release in 1994?
Pass.
In what organ of the human body would you find the cochlea?
The cochlea. The intestines.
No.
The stomach.
No.
The mouth?
No. Since 1957, which board game involves a quest for global domination?
Risk.
Yes. Which farm animal produces the largest litters?
Pigs.
Yes. The world's shortest river can be found in which Mountain West state?
Colorado.
No.
Wyoming.
No.
Montana.
Yeah. Gynophobia is the fear of what?
Women?
Yes. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct, Craig. Very nicely done.
I think
that's a very promising score. I'm impressed.
We'll see.
Steve Migs.
Tyron Daly.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
But are you ready?
I'm doing it for Ricardo, so yes, I am.
Showtime.
Which Seattle sports team celebrates 50 years in 2026?
That would be your Seattle Mariners.
Yes, sir. In what movie did Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson play male models?
Zoolander.
You know it. What North American country is responsible for Hawaiian pizza? What North American country is responsible?
Canada.
Yes. What one-hit wonder did Rednecks release in 1994?
Cotton Eye Joe.
You know it. In what organ of the human body would you find the cochlea?
The cochlea is in what part of the body?
The throat? Organ? No.
Oh, the lungs?
No.
The liver?
No. Since 1957, which board game involves a quest for global domination?
Is that the Oregon Trail?
No.
Risk?
Yeah. Which farm animal produces the largest litters?
Which farm animal? Cow?
No.
Goat?
No.
Sheep?
No. The world's shortest river can be found in which Mountain West state?
Colorado?
No.
Alaska?
No.
Washington?
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. Oh! And that is a loss.
No!
7-5. Yeah. Congratulations, Craig.
And that was for Ricardo.
All right. Good, good. You know what? For Ricardo, we'll keep it going.
It's your Ricardo!
The organ of the human body where you will find the cochlea is the ear. The farm animal that produces the largest litters, Craig knew, it's pigs. They can have up to 20 babies. The world's shortest river can be found in Montana. It's the Roe River, and it is only 201 feet. 201 feet. And then one you did not get to, Steve Miggs, gynophobia is the fear of what?
The hoosie watsy? Yeah.
Kind of. It's women.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Happy birthday, Ricardo.
Another chance to play will be coming up at 7:50.
Migs Show.
Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday is coming up really quick. It is on Friday, December 12th. And if you don't have your tickets yet, shame on you. We have them available at KISW.com. Come see Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, and more, all acoustic.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
It is quite simple to leave us a voice message, and you can do it 24/7, 365 through the Odyssey app. There's a little microphone icon. You just push on that. Leave us a VM. Steve, what is happening today?
Let's check out our first voice message.
Hey, so when is Migs getting that Pearl Jam tattoo? Is he still getting it?
I am. Today's the day, actually.
Holy, I completely forgot about that.
I did too. No, I'm kidding. I did not. I'm excited.
You're going straight there after work today?
Pretty soon after work, going to swing on by with a BTU tattoo in Auburn, go say hi to our buddy Jason, and I'm going to get the matching tattoo.
And your matching tattoo's friend's name is Nick?
Yes.
Oh, my word.
And my friend, we've run into each other, I guess, at some point over the years, but he's a listener, and he just put me to the challenge and said, hey, I always wanted to get the Stickman tattoo as well, so why don't we both get it? So I'm like, yeah, I'll get a matching tattoo with someone I don't know.
Have you decided on the location?
I have.
Is it going to be on the bikini line, like that one lady?
Slightly, a little bit more in on the bikini. No, I'm going on the leg.
Awesome.
I even groomed it a little bit.
You pre-groomed?
Which I don't ever do. I usually like letting the tattoo artist do it just to make their lives miserable. You know, why not? They're going to make my life miserable. I might as well make theirs miserable, too.
Oh, man.
No, I'm excited. Not only because I'm going to get the Stickman tattoo, and I've always wanted it. So that's going to be a lot of fun to have that. And I think the fun story of just a random person putting me to challenge on by calling in, I think that's kind of fun as well. It makes for a good story. I have never used numbing cream before.
Oh.
And I've always wanted to know what it feels like. And I felt like this would be a fun one to just see what it feels like. Because, I mean, I've had tattoos on the leg. It's not like the end of the world if I didn't have it. But mm-hmm. I think it'd be really interesting. I've never had that sensation of being tattooed with numbing cream on.
Danny, you've done it a couple times.
It's amazing.
Okay. It is, huh?
Especially for like a smaller one. Because like I'm not saying that, I mean, unless you're getting like the stick man in like a 10-foot like thing on your back.
I'm doing my entire head.
Okay. Well, hurt a little. No. But like you're doing like a smaller tattoo, it'll last the whole time and you won't even feel it.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, but I feel like that could be a slippery slope because then it's all of a sudden. Like, sometimes I take time before I get another tattoo because I'm like, I don't feel like going through it. And the older you get, The tattoos hurt more.
Yeah.
Like, I've even talked to my buddies who are tattoo artists. They're like, yeah, the older you get, they suck to get. So I'm excited to see what that's going to feel like.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, I'm pretty fired up.
What other tattoos are on that leg?
My Biohazard logo.
Nice.
And also the Snoopy tattoo that we got at the Flash thing at the radio convention.
With the turntable.
Yes.
Nice. That it's kind of a musical leg.
I didn't even think about that, but you're absolutely right. All right, you want to check out another voice message?
Sure do.
All right.
Hey, Steve, it's Anthony. I just wanted to send a message and say thank you for Saturday night, making my son feel part of the show at the wrestling at the Tacoma Armory. That's all he...
Yes, so it was at Grit City Championship Wrestling, their first ever show. They did it at the Tacoma Armory. First time wrestling has happened there over 60 years. The venue, amazing. Shout out to Tacoma Arts and Tacoma Armory. It looked like I walked in, giant video screen across the stage. Like, it took over like the entire wall. The lighting was amazing. It was just a great vibe, and the place was packed.
Awesome.
With families. And I remember meeting Anthony. Anthony was mean. He said mean things to me. Granted, I said mean things first, but
all he talked about on the way home, how you made him feel part of the show, even though he did say you wrestled like a girl.
He did.
And all that other stuff, and then taking a picture with him and signing his poster and the cap, and he was like super excited. He got told his mom, and he told his grandparents and everything else. And like I said, it was his birthday, first real live event, even though I cheered for you because I think you're the best. So, yeah. But I just wanted to give you a shout out and say thank you. And thank you for making him feel welcome and part of the show. It was really awesome of you.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Because I think about when I was a kid, I used to convince my mom, I would drag her out to go to a indie wrestling shows at these random churches, St. Columbus, St. Thomas, in Brooklyn. And she did not want to go. And I'm going, I'm watching these guys, and they are larger than life superheroes to me. Granted, like, now I think about it, now that I'm doing this independent wrestling thing, they probably had day jobs. But to me, that was just what they did. They were these big wrestler guys. So to be that for this kid, it was pretty cool.
Full circle moment.
And yeah, it was him that started this chant. He got the whole crowd chanting little girl at me because I didn't shake his hand as I was, and I did the whole move my hand out of the way. And I said, I'm not shaking your hand. And then in the middle of the match, he goes, you fight like a little girl. And the whole crowd picked up on that. So then throughout the match, I'm beating up on the guy and I'm curtsying I'm like, oh, he's a little girl now. And he's yelling at me.
He even sits down to go to the bathroom too, like a girl.
I used to not, but ever since Anthony called me a little girl, that's what I'm doing.
I believe we are $66 away from hitting $5,000 with Coats for Kids.
Let's
Steve
go.
Higgs. $25 equals one brand new warm winter coat on a local child in need. Thanks so much for stepping up and helping out. We are so grateful for the Washington State Council of Firefighters and what they do for our communities. Head to KISW.com to make a donation. Steve, who's in there today?
Shout out to Kendall Ray Quay. Just donated $100 to Coats for Kids. That was very cool of you. And then also shout out to Rachel Rowland donating $25.
Let's keep it going.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The 90s, what a stellar decade for movies.
Some would say the greatest decade for all entertainment.
That's very true.
Some being me.
The website Collider, they put together this story about the most nostalgic movies of every year from the 90s. And Migs, you would like to put us to
yes.
the test.
So some of them I felt like are just iconic because they have so many great quotable moments in the film. So I grabbed some very popular lines from these movies, and I want to see if you and Danny can figure out what they are.
All right.
So this is not every year. You'll understand why afterwards, but I'm going to start with 1990. This is the most popular movie from 1990. So are you ready for this one?
Yes.
I feel like this is easy, but here we go.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Home Alone.
Yeah.
All right. Got it. Oh, yeah. We got to have Kevin. There we go. All right, let's go to 1993. Let's see if you can figure out what movie this one. This one, a little bit harder.
Hold on to your butts.
Oh. Jurassic Park.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Wow, good job.
You didn't know that one?
No.
Honestly, I forgot that line. Hold on to your butts. All right, let's go to 1996. I feel like Danny's going to crush you on this one.
Mm. You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
You guys both got it?
Yeah, yeah.
Scream.
Yes.
All right, 1998. I'm feeling like Danny won't get this one.
Mm.
But Taryn, I'd be very disappointed in you if you don't get it.
Take it easy, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you will.
Yeah, well, the dude abides.
The dude abides. And the dude is from The Big Lebowski.
No idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it just me?
The dude abides.
Does that sound like Brad, Taryn's husband?
Oh, it does.
You know, he did go as the dude for Halloween one year, and it was like, I think you're actually that person.
When I was watching the clip back, and I love that movie, when I was watching that clip back, I'm like, I swear, I close my eyes. I feel like I'm hanging out with Brad.
He is the dude.
Yes.
The dude abides.
And he even looks a little bit like the dude.
It does.
That's so crazy. Okay, one more for you guys. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
I think I know it.
Is that like
1999?
Is that a Star Wars one?
For sure. I don't know.
It's a Natalie Portman one. I don't know the name of it.
Come on, guess. What episode do you think it is?
Attack of the Clones.
Just guess the episode.
Return
a number. Guess an episode number.
Nine.
Six.
Six, seven?
Six, seven.
You got it. No, episode one, The Phantom Menace.
Oh, The Phantom
Menace. That's what
Menace.
We said.
Yeah.
Six, nine.
No, I left out some of them, so I only used 1990, 93, 96, 98, and 99, because the other ones, I feel, are more popular because of, or are more associated to some great songs.
Ooh.
And I thought we could test the Rockaholics with that. So I have five iconic songs that are attached to these five iconic movies, and want to see if people could guess the movie based on the song alone.
Oh, I bet our listeners can do it.
If not, I mean, hopefully they're not scared, because
fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
We don't want our listeners to suffer.
No.
They suffer enough having to listen to us.
They do.
The Daily Migs Show.
We believe in you. 206-803-ROCK. We know that you know movies from the 90s. So call 206-803-ROCK. How well do you know those movies from the 90s? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to put you to the test after Heart. The website Collider put out this story about nostalgic movies for every single year of the 1990s. And we went through a couple of them if you missed it. 1990, the movie was Home Alone.
Yep.
1993, Jurassic Park. 1996, Scream. 1998, The Big Lebowski. And 1999, Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace.
I've seen four of the five films.
I have seen four of the five films.
Scream. I've never seen from beginning to end. I know I need to. I've never seen from beginning
to
end.
Such a great cast. You're going to love it, Steve.
I know. I was watching back some of the clips. I'm like, I remember this clip. I've never sat down and watched that whole movie, though.
There's still time.
Yes.
So you want to put us to the test with some listeners?
Yeah, because so some of these movies have iconic songs attached to them. I thought we could play the song and they have to guess the movie.
Well, let's start with Matthew from Duval. Matthew, what's your favorite movie from the 90s?
Good morning. Lebowski, of course, but Pulp Fiction, they're both right there, Fiction or Lebowski.
I am surprised that Pulp Fiction wasn't considered to be one of the like the top for that year, which I think was like 96.
I can't remember. Like that.
All right, let's go to 1992 for you, the most nostalgic film of that year. I feel like this will be easy, but here's the song.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche.
What do you think?
Okay, yeah. You guys set the bar high, huh? Wait. Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Great
Nailed
movie.
It.
Also, that's the first time I ever discovered that song.
I think that was when it was really put on so many people's radar.
Yeah, Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Up until then, I only knew Queen for We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, and like, you know.
All the classics.
Another one by, I was never a big Queen fan, and I remember hearing that song. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Trevor in Mount Vernon, what is your favorite movie from the 90s?
Well, like the other fella, yeah, Pulp Fiction.
All right, so this one, though, is not Pulp Fiction. We're going to go back to 1991 with this incredible rock song. So, of course, this is Guns N' Roses, You Could Be Mine. Do you remember what movie this was attached to?
Yeah, it's Second Terminator.
Nailed it.
Dude, awesome. Taryn,
you look confused.
I was confused. I couldn't place it.
Oh, there was the motorcycle scene. Oh. The music video is so damn good.
Let's get to Paul from Marysville. Paul, what is your favorite movie from the 90s?
Man, you just played it, Terminator 2, nice. All day long.
Yeah. All right, though, for you, this has got a polar opposite of Terminator 2, and you'll understand why when I play the song. We're going to go to 1994 with this song. Good luck figuring it out. Can you feel the love? I wouldn't have gotten this one.
It's got to be like Lion King or something.
Yeah!
Nailed it.
Elton John.
No.
What?
The song? It goes with the whole scene, Steve. You got to watch the movie. I'm good without ever seeing the scene, the movie, or hearing this song ever again.
We got to get Tatum into The Lion King.
Please don't. Kevin, don't do that to me.
Kevin in Arlington, what's your favorite movie from the 90s?
I think The Big Lebowski is probably one of the greatest movies ever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this one is 1995. Let's see if you can figure out who this is, or at least what movie this is attached to. You got a friend
in me. Toy Story.
Yes.
Do you know who this is, though, singing?
No.
Randy.
Randy?
Randy.
Savage.
No. Oh, yeah. Randy Newman.
Randy Newman.
I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
We have time for one more with Joey from Everett. Joey, what is your favorite movie from the 90s?
I'm not sure if it's the 90s, but The Departed, Jack Nicholson.
Oh, that is a great movie. I'm not sure, like, when it came out.
Yeah, I'm almost thinking that might be in the 2000s, but
yeah, it was. Oh, maybe.
Okay.
Other than that, definitely Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction's a classic. All right, this one we're going all the way back to 1997. Some would say, myself included, I saved the worst for last. Are you ready?
Oh, great.
I already knew it. I knew it before it even came on.
Yeah, Joey.
Steve, I'm coming over there to hold you.
Don't do that. I will seriously fart on you if you do that.
Oh, my God.
That would have been a much different movie.
That's how much I hate this. I mean, they at least could have got someone who has a good singing voice. I'm kidding. Of course. Her voice is incredible.
Do you know the fun fact about this? She recorded this in one take.
Yeah.
Celine is a beast.
This movie got 11 Oscars.
Yeah. It's the greatest movie of all time. I'm also not going to play the stinger just because I just want to listen to the song.
Well, then I'll just stop. Go back to You Got a Friend in Me.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs? He has 368 wins, 127 losses, and 105 ties this year. Maybe you checked out the cheat sheet yesterday at 540. Three of the correct answers to the upcoming game were given out during the men's room. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Beat Miggs at 750.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
One day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.